Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord. I am your host tonight, Sister Janice Hudson. And I'm coming to you with the new view, something that the Lord gave to me to share with you. You know, and in our sharing, it's some things that we don't do that we need to do. You know, when the Lord said, look out for each other, you know, he wants to make sure that we help our fellow brother and sister. You know, and this Lord's short testimony, I just want to give a testimony right now tonight, you know. And my testimony is that to bless each and everyone that's on the airways tonight, let each and everyone that come here and hear the word of God tonight just become as one and become a fellowship with Christ, you know, because after all, he did die on the cross for us, and he saved our souls. Now, I'm coming to you tonight with your story. Tell your story. It's your story. Tell it, you know. Tell it so that someone else can hear it and understand, you know, where you came from. Because our babies are watching, our young people are watching, and we have young people that really look up to us as adults, you know, or as authority figures. So, and my telling my story basically is the person I am today, and why I am that person that I am today. You know, the character that I walk with today, you know, and I hope and pray to God that everybody sees, anybody that knows me, sees me as a God-fearing woman, sees me as a helpmate to a lot of people, you know, and see me as, you know, a God-fearing woman, you know. But sometimes we have little ones that, you know, watches us. It's not even sometimes, it's majority of the time, you know. And we come from a place where, oh, how can I say this? You know, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We come from a place where everything now today is we have to have a understanding, you know. So and an understanding as long as besides understandings with the explanation, you know. And with this, I'm saying, with this, tell your story. It's your story. Tell it. It's your story. Go ahead, tell it. Let the young people know where you came from, that you wasn't this person before you became this person, you know, because when you have young people looking up to you, they think that you was always that person, that you were always walking in these his shoes or walking in this light, you know. But we all was born in iniquity, you know, so we were born in sin. You know, so when we come up, you know, if we're not taught the right thing, if we're not taught of Christ, or if we're not taught right from wrong, then we meet up with people that sometimes we can meet up with people that would tell us the right thing or would show us the right way. And then again, we meet up with people that see things that's not right and make it in our heads that is right, you know. So we have to let these little younger people see our walk, you know, and let us know that our walk wasn't always like this, you know. So with me coming on telling you this story is that I wasn't always an humble person. I wasn't always God-fearing person, you know, but God changes our lives. Things happen in our lives where God shows us that I'm here for you, you know, or we have to go through something to get where we're at, where we're better, you know. So with that being said, I'm going to get to what I'm talking about. I'm going to stop babbling and bumbling around it. You know, so basically what I'm talking about is if you see a young person and you know this young person look up to you, you know, so you got to keep that character so this young person continue on looking up to you and he's doing something wrong, you can tell him, you know, that what he's doing is wrong, or she, you know, what they're doing is wrong. And the retrospect of it all is we don't know how we we don't realize that we have a lot of young people looking up to us. So if you tell this, your story and tell them where you came from and tell them how you got where you got today, you know, then they'll understand, you know, because I didn't always have money. I wasn't rich. I didn't come in. I wasn't born into a rich family, you know. I wasn't born with a rich mother or a rich father, you know, but I was watching sort of struggles of my parents. And then after watching and seeing their struggles, you know, then watching them grow, you know, and grow into good finances and being able to pay their bills and whatnot, you know. But, and I wasn't always such a nice person. And it took me to have to go through in order to be who I was, you know, to be who I am now today. You know, so getting to my story is I used to be all over the place, just all over the place. My girls was my girls, you know, and we hung out and done things, you know. And even start up little fights or run around and act like, you know, I was the gang leader or somebody else, you know. But I had a visit one day, you know. I had a visit from God, and the visit that I got from God was telling me to sit down, calm down, you know. And my visit from God was to let me know that I have I have to be careful of what I say and what I do, because I have a lot of little people looking up to me. And I have nieces that looks up to me today, you know, and these nieces don't or didn't even know that I was, you know, wasn't such a good person at one point in my life, you know. The only thing that these nieces know is that, oh, that's my Aunt Janice, you know. Oh, well, my nickname, my Aunt Skinny, that's my Aunt Skinny. Oh, wow, she's the best, you know. But fighting and starting trouble and doing things I shouldn't be doing, you know, I didn't want them to see that part of me. You know, once I realized that they looked up to me, I had to become a better person and do better things in my life, you know, and show them better, you know. So what I done, I start going back to church. I started going back to church, you know, got married, took on to my own family, and then I decided to raise my children up into Christ, you know, the way my parents raised me, You know, so I wanted my nieces and nephews to see a difference in me, you know, and with them looking up to me, I always wanted to be that aunt that they looked up to, you know, and I don't know if she's on right now. Esther, are you on? Okay, she probably didn't get in yet, but I didn't.
She's on.
Esther, you're on? Can you say something? All right. I wanted this niece to talk. You know, I wanted her to say something on here tonight, you know, because you don't know how good it feels to know that young people look up to you. You know, and when young people look up to you, you have to explain to these young people that I wasn't always here. You know, I used to be here, but what got me here is the love of God and the God loving me the way he loved me, you know, and getting saved and coming into Christ, you know, and serving God the way that I serve him, you know. I knew that I didn't want to be a bad person, and I knew I didn't want to be responsible for all those other young souls that's coming behind me and that's looking up to me, you know. And with that being said, I had to do the right thing. I had to show them that there's good in everybody. They just have to find the good in them. They have to find their leeway. And my leeway was following Christ, you know. And once Christ came into my life, I became a whole different person, you know. Even when I thought that I was going to die, you know, and knowing that I didn't want to die, so I asked the Lord, what I was doing right then and right there, if it's not meant for me to die today, Father, please take this away from me, you know. And when you take it away from me, Lord, I promise you, Lord, that I will not go back to it again. And if I go back to it again, you can just take the breath out of me and that will be no more me, you know. But God saved me from wrecking myself. He saved me from a life of destruction, you know, and brought me into a life of structure. And with that structure in Christ, I had to do the right thing. I felt the right, that I was doing the right thing, you know. And I know that the Christ that came into me that day, I knew that I was going to live. And when I knew that I was going to live, I was going to live and tell my story. So I'm sitting here right now today telling you on the airways that I am a recovered addict over 42 years. I'm a recovered addict over 42 years. And this is something that I had never told children. I had never told to my nieces or nephew. I just kept the walk. You know, I just kept my head up high and continue on serving God. But in our retrospect, we have to remember that we have children now today, teenagers now today. We have mothers that's 25 and 26 years old that are addicts, that are out there doing things that they shouldn't be doing, you know. And with me telling my story, then maybe they can see where I came from and get some structure in their life, you know, because God has brought me a long way. And I have not looked back. I did not go to, you know, maybe, you know, I'm not saying that rehab is a bad thing, but my rehab was Christ. My rehab was, I wanted to live. My rehab was, I had these young people looking up to me, and I had to get myself structured in the right way so that they can grow up and be positive people in the world, positive human beings in the world, you know, with me being a role model. I had to be the right role model and a right influencer to them, you know. So being said, we got to tell our story, because if we're living the life of Christ, if we're living and doing what thus says the Lord and doing what we're supposed to do in Christ, then we have to tell our story to bring somebody else into Christ, to bring some lost souls or somebody that think that there's no way up out of this here. So with that being said, there's no way up out of this here. There is a way, everybody. I'm letting you know I am a living witness. Over 43 years, I am a living witness that there is a God. And if you want to live, you live for Christ. And if you want to live and not die, you live for Christ and do what thus said the Lord. Call on his name and ask him, and he will appear to you and give you the answers. He may not be there when you want him, but I tell you, my God is an on-time God, and he's always, always on time. So I'm saying, please, please, all my Christian brothers and story, tell your story so that the next person can hear, or the next person that's seeking a higher power, or the next person that don't know Christ can come into Christ. Let them know where Christ brought you from. Let them know where you was at, because you and I both know that we weren't always here. Whether you were on drugs, whether you were a whoremonger, whether you were a thief, whether you were anything that's not of Christ, okay? So tell your story so that they can hear it, so they can have some type of leeway, and so they can say, then if she did it, then I know I can do it, and make it where they can understand. Give them the understanding. Let them know that there is a God, you know. And in my living for Christ, you know, I promise not to leave. You know, I promise to always stay with Christ. You know, I know that I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to do in the Lord, but I know that the God that I serve is awesome, and he's always on time. So brothers and sisters, family and friends, please tell your story. Amen. Do we have my guest on yet? Praise the Lord. I'm going to call Dominique. Dominique, are you on? Satan, you are a liar.
Your guests are on the line, but they seem not to be responding right now. We apologize for any technical difficulties that we are having. Ladies, are you there? Okay, you know what? I'll be your guest for right now. Go ahead and ask me the question since I'm here.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Toy. You go ahead and you tell your story. Amen.
Ooh, you said tell my story. My story would be like a trilogy, sequel. But the blessing of it is that I'm here today, and I'm here today standing on a firm foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, my situation, you know, it's a little bit different because I grew up in the church. I was born, bred, and raised in the church. Church was all I knew. However, I don't want you to think that that didn't mean that at some point in my life, the world didn't call out and I didn't go, hey, let me see what you got to offer.
Amen.
That's why the word of God says, train the child up. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train the child, I'm sorry, let me say the entire scripture. Train the child up in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. Now, no, I'm not old like that. However, I do have 52 years that I can bless God for, and I'm not embarrassed to say that, because the only way to stay young is to die young. So I thank and bless God for those 52 years. But although I was brought up and bred in the church, like I said, I did not always walk in the church. Somewhere around, excuse me, my late teen years, I decided to go see what the world was offering, what it was selling. You know, I like glitz and glitter of it. And I need y'all to know I went out there and did everything I thought I was big and bad enough to do. I tried it. I did it. Let me help y'all. I had two children outside of wedlock. My first one I gave birth to at the age of 19. I got pregnant my senior year of high school. The devil is a liar. See, he don't want me to share this testimony, because he doesn't like when God's people expose themselves so that others can see that just like he did it for me, he is no perspective of persons. If he delivered me, if he brought me out, if he brought me back, he can do the same thing for you.
Yeah.
And I need you to know there's some people that grew up with me during my teenage years that when they run into me now, they be like, Reverend, Pastor, you? I be like, yeah, me. It shocked me too. But yes, me. So I said I had two children out of wedlock. Y'all already know how I got them. So y'all know I was doing that.
Amen.
I tried the drugs that I was brave enough to try. See, I was a punk. I wasn't going to shoot no needles because I don't like needles. I wasn't putting up nothing in my nose because I don't like that feeling either. But I did every other drug I was brave enough to try.
Amen.
When I went out into the world, I did me. And I need you to understand, when I went out into the world, it was because I had got mad at God about something. I was praying for the healing of my grandmother, and he didn't heal my grandmother, so I caught an attitude with her and decided, you know what, you didn't answer that prayer for me, I'm done, peace, deuces, I'm out. But I bless and praise God that even while I thought I was out, he just looked at me like, oh, that poor baby, let me put a playpen around her, a hedge of protection to keep her in her stupidness. Man, that didn't mean that I didn't have to reap some of the seeds that I sowed. However, when I would step off the bus because I decided I was grown and left home because of a disagreement I got into with my family and moved down South Philly somewhere, and I got off the bus and they was shooting out over top of my head. The bullets went over me. They did not go through me or in me. So he kept me. When I was in the club and the man threw me and my friend down under this little trap door and said, don't move till this door open. It's either going to be me or the cops. Like, God kept me.
Amen.
Even when I got raped, God kept me.
Amen.
I went to the war meeting, and I mean, when I went in that room, I was devastated. I was broken. I was messed up. I had just survived being raped. And I went into that room and I saw the scars on some of those women and listened to their stories and the brutalities that they went through and they were overcoming. And when they got to me, I was like, you know what? I bless God that, and pray that he will heal all of y'all. Because he just healed me in this, because I got something to rejoice about, because I didn't go through, even though I went through what I went through. Sitting in that room, I blessed God because what I had went through could have been so, so much more worse.
Yes.
He kept me.
Yes.
And he kept me until he caused me to come back to my right senses. And one day when I was walking down the street, minding my own business, not thinking about God, on my way to the club somewhere, and I heard him say, "Toy." And I turned around like, "What? Somebody just called?" And I kept on working, walking, and I heard my name again. And I kept on walking because I was determined I was going to get to this party. And I went into the party, and I kept hearing somebody call my name, and I kept turning around. Wasn't nobody there. But you want to know who was there? God was. Because all of a sudden, the song that I loved to jump on the dance floor and just shake my body all around to, it was called Rump Shaker. Loved that song. The song came on, I got an instant headache. I went to have a drink. It made me nauseous. I was out the door on my way back home within 5 minutes because I couldn't be in that atmosphere. And the whole time I'm on my way back home, I just keep hearing, "Toy, Toy." Until finally I got home in my room and I said, "I remember a story about, yes, Lord." And that's what started to bring me back. And in my comeback, was it all overnight? Was it instant? No, it wasn't. But I began to see the change. And I bless God for the change. But I'm sorry, go ahead, Mother Janet.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And that's what he does. That's just what he does. He brings us out and put us where we need to be. You know, not where we want to be, because where we want to be is not in him. It's not through him. It's through us wanting to be somebody other than Christians. I don't even want to say Christian. God-fearing women. You know, and we have to
we wanted to live in our flesh. We wanted to live in a way that was pleasing to our flesh. But this is what I love about God, is that when he has called you and chosen you, see, remember the word of God said that he called us or chose us before the foundation of the world was even laid out. So if that be the case, when he has called you and chosen you, I don't care how much you run, you can't get away from him. There's people listening right this second on the air. I'm sorry, Mother. I don't mean, but I got to say it. I got to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. There's people listening right now on the air, wherever they are listening at, that are running from God. I'm here to let you know, I don't think nobody can run like I ran. And when I say I ran, I ran.
Yes.
And then I found out that there was no place you can hide from God.
No,
if I was to die and bust hell wide open, guess what? He there.
Right there.
If I go to the highest heights of heaven, he there. If I go into the depths of the ocean, he's there. If I go into the farthest galaxies in outer space, he is there.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, 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 yes. And
you can't run from him.
We can't.
And I bless God for Mother Janet saying, tell your story.
Yes.
Share your story. Tell it. Because in sharing the story, you realize that God got you.
Yes.
That he's
had
you, even when you didn't realize he had you. When you wasn't walking with him, he was still following behind you.
Amen. Amen.
And even today, he followed. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, and you're right, Pastor, and that's just it. Even in our times of wanting to be partakers of the worldly things, you know, even in our saddest moments, you know, even in the times, you know, when we think that there's nothing and nobody here for us, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you. I was in the dark cloud for a long while. You know, I was in the dark cloud. I wasn't seeing nothing. I just was like, why am I here? You know, what did I do so wrong? You know, and but I know that I'm not supposed to hurt myself. I know that I'm not supposed to destroy my temple, you know, but I just kept on asking the Lord, you know, to hold me, you know, hold me, Jesus. I just wanted to be held. I didn't know, I didn't understand why I was going through what I was going through, you know, and I know that the only name that I could call on, that I can get some reference, go and get reference, is Jesus. You know, and my children don't know this, but I'm quite sure they felt something, you know, that I just didn't want to live. I just didn't want to live, and I didn't want to live, you know, without a situation, you know. I just wanted to let everything be over, you know. I felt as though my life was over, so what am I here for? But people, let me tell you why I'm out here. I am here to tell my story. I am here to tell you that there's a higher power. There's a power in the name of Jesus. There's power in pleading the blood. There's power in knowing that God is there for you, that Christ will always be there for you. So whenever you feel down or whenever you feel like you above everything and everybody and not even realizing that you have a higher power, you have to call on the name of Jesus in order to get through it or make it through. You know, he's always there for us. You know, so don't think that we're more superior or less than the next person or better than the next person. You know, I went through a lot of those phases in my life, you know, with my nose turned up, thinking that I was better than this person and that person, you know, living in a $250,000 home, just had it all, you know, had everything I needed, then had I'm a mother of 11, have wonderful children, you know, and God helped me, you know, with the help of God, raising my children in Christ, you know. I can thank God right now today that I have 11, I'm a mother of 11, but I have 11 successors, you know, 11 children, nobody out there in the street, nobody strung out, nobody doing things that they shouldn't be doing. You know, I can thank God for that, you know, but in the midst of all of that, I had my head up high and not realizing that, you know, you got to come down, you know, turning my head and looking at people, you know, especially if somebody came to me in the wrong way, you know, oh, please, get beneath me, get away from me, leave me alone, you know, until God took it all back. He said, oh, no, my child. Oh, no, I didn't give you this for you to do that. You know, so God took it off and let me see. And, yes, me and my children was in a shelter for about 18 months. We live in a shelter. We wind up having to sell our house, you know, going back to the city, you know, which I didn't want to come back to Philadelphia, you know. But coming back to Philadelphia, you know, I thank God because I had to help people. I had to help somebody. I had to show somebody. And coming back here in the city, I showed, how can I say it? The Christ in me showed people different things, even getting into nonprofit organizations, you know, helping different people, you know, with different things, not looking at people and feeling as though I'm better, you know. God just showed me that, no, my child, that's not what I gave you this for. I didn't give you this to make you think, make for you to brag and make all the people think that you're above them. No, none of us is above God. You know, so we have to remember to keep on thanking God and praying and asking God to keep us where we need to be in Him. You know, and I pray that prayer all the time, you know. And I thank God because I could have been dead and gone, you know, almost drowned 2 or 3 times. You know, just getting up out of the water and coming and looking and seeing my friends, you know. Like, wow, I knew I couldn't swim, but I had a situation where I was dared to jump in, you know. So I jumped in, you know, thinking that my sister and her friend was going to help me. I'm just a, like, 12, 13-year-old kid, you know, knew I couldn't swim. And here I am splashing, like, help me, help me. And they stand up there laughing. I could just see them laughing. And then I just got my last breath. Everything just went dark. And I just gave up. I gave up only to waking up to my sister's friend's brother pulling me out of the water. You know, but knowing, you know, even at that age, knowing that it was God that brought me through. You know, so He take us and He bring us. He show us. And it's up for us to take it and do the right thing with it, you know. And telling this part of my story is always be prayed up. Always pray and ask God for favor, you know, because He do get favor. He do. So we have to always ask it in all sincerity, you know, wholeheartedly, you know. So, I'm not going to take anything from it. I'm just trying to share it with you guys, you know. Just tell the story so that the next generation can hear it, or so that my grandchildren can hear it, or my great-grandchildren can hear it, and my great-grandchildren can hear it. You know, their children can hear it, you know, and keep telling that story so that they can see that if you can do it, if you can do it, then I can do it too. And our young people today need to hear that. They need to see that. They need to know that even growing up, you know, with all of this here, gun violence and stuff going on in the world, you know, we were in the world, you know, with the gun violence. But the gun violence that we were in, it was gangs. The young men got in the gangs. And then when they had their shootout, they didn't go and shoot up like Al Capone and shot up everything and everybody that was in the way just because they wanted one person. They went and told the women and children, go in the house because we get ready to have a shootout. You know, and the women and children went in the house. And they had their little shootout and about, 1 or 2 hours later, we all were sitting back outside on the steps, you know. So we had a fair warning. But now in the day, our children don't know that. Our children just think everything is an Al Capone situation. You know how back in the day in the movies, Al Capone drove down a block and somebody stand outside the car with a Uzi, a gun that's shooting 16 times, 16 rounds, and killing about 14, 15 people, you know. So we had to teach our children, teach our young people that there's a better way. There's a better way, and the better way is Jesus. You know, we had to teach them and tell them, you know, what we've been through. Because if we can tell them what we've been through, they're going to look at us in amaze. Because a lot of them don't think that we've been through anything. Because the only thing they see is what they see right now. You know, oh, that's a good person, and I want to grow up to be like her. Or I want to grow up to be like him, you know. But how can they grow up to be like you or I when you or I didn't tell our story or tell where we came from to get here? Because a lot of them are going to hide what they're doing wrong, you know? So we have to teach them what they're doing wrong, you know?
Can I interject right there for a second?
Yes.
Because when you said that we have to tell them our story and how, you know, that's the only way they can see it, the truth of the matter, the problem with a lot of saints of God today is when we get saved, we act like our story didn't exist before Christ.
Amen.
We act like there was no BC side of us.
Yes.
You know, we get saved and we become so righteous. And don't take me wrong, because once you're saved, you become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
However, we get this righteousness air about us. And then when we talk about sin, we do it down our nose as if, oh, no, I would never. I mean, but the truth of the matter is the only reason you overcame that sin is because of the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Let's be honest. That's the whole scripture. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb in the word of the their testimony.
Amen.
So
yes,
we got it. We always pick up from, you know, God saved me, but we don't want to talk about what he saved us from. And if we'd be willing more to talk about what he saved us from, we could save more souls. We could be in a better place of helping to bring about deliverance, to be used by God for real. See, we think the only time we can be used by God is when we're behind them four walls. But the testimony is important. You're looking down your nose at the little young girl because she fast and what we would call a whoremonger, but you don't want to admit that if you be honest in your heyday, you was whoremongering too. But we don't want to say it.
Amen.
We don't want to tell the truth and be like, well, yeah, I was the woman, the other woman, the other woman. We don't want to tell that part. We don't want to talk about the bar stools we used to fall down off of. We don't want to tell that part.
Tell the truth.
We don't want to tell that.
Amen.
We don't tell that you would slide some, well, we used to call it sliding somebody, but that you would punch somebody in the face quicker than take your next breath before Christ. We don't want to share that part. We just want to talk about where we at. But the truth of the matter is if we would expose where we were so that people can see where we really at, can see the transformation that took place, then they might be willing to try that same blood of the Lamb that saved you and that gave you the word of your testimony that for some reason saints of God are scared to share.
Amen, amen, amen. Ah, yes, you can't get nothing better than that. Can't get nothing better than that. That's it. You just got to share it. You got to tell it, you know. Now, you know, a lot of young people have been through more than we've been through. You look at them like, and you're only 20? And you've been through all of that? No. So we have to uplift them. We have to uplift them. We have to. We got to uplift them. You know, and I thank God, you know, for our young people, you know. And I thank God, you know, for the young nieces and nephews and my sons and daughters that look up to me, you know. Because, you know, at one point in my life, I didn't know my worth, you know, and I didn't know it, but once these young people became adults and they started talking to me and telling me, you know, different things, you know, then I have so many nieces and nephews. For so many nieces and nephews to tell me that I'm the best friend, I have to keep my head above water. I have to walk the right walk, and I have to talk right talk. You know, they're all adults right now today, and they all have adult children. You know, and even their children look up to me. You know, and their children like, wow, auntie. You know, so I can't be I can't go out there and make a crooked line. I have to keep my line straight because I have a lot of young people that look up to me, even my own children. And when I realized how these young people felt about me and what these young people thought of me, I knew I had to continue on, you know, walking straight and narrow for Jesus, you know. And I had to stay prayed up. I'm not saying that they hadn't seen me come out of character. A lot of them saw me come out of character. But at that point, they understood, you know. But I still had to go back to them and let them know, you know, this is not auntie, but da-da-da-da-da, you know. But we just have to continue on, you know, doing the right thing, you know, even though we have to do the right thing for ourselves, you know, but we just have to remember all the young people that are watching us, all the young people that look up to us, you know, and I thank God, you know, because I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that, how can you say that, I had so many young people watching me, that I had so many young people thinking of me like that. You know, I have a, I'm a sibling of 12, and I have four siblings that have gone on to glory, you know, and they were, oh, my goodness, I don't know. My mother, she's done the right thing, you know. She's done something right by giving us an offer, showing us Jesus, taking us to church and showing us the goodness in God, you know, the goodness in Christ, you know, because some of the things that I see some of the young people do and the way they talk to their parents today, you know, I'm 9 years old, but I would, it would never, ever hear me talk to my mother in a disrespectful manner. I would, like, okay, mother, you have a good day. I'm going to talk to you later. Mother could just smack me in my face, and I'll just, like, hold my cheek and keep walking, you know, but God knows I want to hit her back. But that's not me. That's not my character. So we had to show these young people that they have to respect somebody. They have to find a respectable person. And if they find a respectable person, and a respectable person is in Christ, you got to teach them. You know, you got to show them and teach them where you came from and how you came from there and why you came from there and why you're walking the walk that you're walking today. You know, and I thank God that he gave me the mother that he gave me, because I watched my mother send us to church. You know, my mother sent us to church and she didn't go. And one day the pastor says to me and my brother and my sister, you know, ask your mother, why does she bring you guys to church but she don't come? And I'm like, tell him, oh, you gonna ask mommy that. I dare to ask mommy that, you ask her. But my brother, he was so bold, he goes in and he says, mommy, the pastor told us to ask you, why do you bring us to church and you don't come to church? But when my brother was saying that you don't come to church, my little brave behind said it with him, and me and him both hollering, and you don't come to church, you know. But I'm like, okay, here come the hand, you know. But no, you know, from that day there, I think I was about 9 or 10 years old. From that age, 9 or 10 years old, my mother went to church the following Sunday. And 2 Sundays after that, my mother was gifted with the Holy Spirit. And from that there, my mother has been a born-again Christian, and thank God she's still serving and praising the Lord right now at the age of 89. You know, so I thank God that he came into my life, into our life. Pastor, I know it's at that quarter of hour.
No, yes, it is.
You can do your thing.
Okay. I thought you were going to do it. Okay, bless God. The whole thing, as she said, is about us telling our story. And we tell our story not to tell our story to make ourselves look bigger, badder, or greater. Is to give God the glory for what he's done in our lives. And the same thing that he has done in our lives, he can do in the life of each and every person out there listening under the sound of our voices, whether it be via phone, the live stream, social media live stream, however you're listening in, he can do the same thing for you. The scripture that I read was in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. It's good that we tell our testimony, but if you don't have the blood of the Lamb, then your testimony is basically just a story. It can offer encouragement, but it has no real power. But when you overcome by the blood of the Lamb, that gives your testimony power because it gives a foundation and it shows you the wherewithal and how you were able to overcome. Now somebody's saying, well, the blood of the Lamb, what's the blood of the Lamb? Well, the blood of the Lamb is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. When John saw him approaching him while he was standing in the Jordan River, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And then that lamb 3 years later went and laid his life down on an altar made of stone and wood, a rugged cross on Golgotha's hill. Wood and stone represented. For those of you who don't know, that was the sin, the peace, and the atonement sacrifice, all wrapped up in one. But not only did he lay his life down, he then rose back from the grave 3 days later. And then God saw fit to say that when he rose with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And anything and everything beyond that, all power over death, hell, and the grave, all power in his hand. And all you have to do is accept the blood of the Lamb. Accept the gift that God has given you. The word of God tells us in Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and you believe it in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah, God. That's all you have to do is just accept the gift that God freely gave, not just to me, not just to Janice, not just to other saints you may know, but he gave it to you. Gave it to you also. You just have to be willing to accept it. And when you accept it, it's real simple. You can follow this model prayer that I'm getting ready to do. You can repeat it after me. You can pray on your own later. But you just basically say, Father God, I come to you this evening accepting the gift of your son, Jesus Christ. I ask him into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sin, this moment forward to begin to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, you just tell somebody. Just let somebody know, hey, I gave my life to Christ. And according to God's word, you're saved. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, we encourage you to find the Bible Believing Teaching Preaching Sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here, just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with D Block Church and the host, Adrian M.S. Understanding Allen. Adrian M.S. Understanding Allen. She will be live on D Block Church at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom, Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, that is www.p as in purpose, k as in kingdom, n as in network, pknradio.com, where we are blessed to be able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day, as well as rebroadcast of the different ministries, as well as morning devotionals and other ways of just praising the Lord. You can also reach out to our individual host via the webpage, or just let us know how we can continue to be a blessing to each and every one of you. We thank each and every one of you for listening in to this, our 1,531st episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Mother Janice, wonderful job this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands to close us out.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. And respect everybody. Just remember, you have young people looking up to you. You have young people watching. And you have not just young people, just have people watching. So remember, walk in Christ. Walk in Christ. You know, I just want to thank you and God bless. Have a good night, everybody.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
Yeah.